All right, what's going on, people? Back with another one, yeah, kind of late. Didn't expect to be driving all night like I did, but I'm here, and I'm on the other side. I'm on the good side of 12 midnight, or, you know, the next day, so it's still Perspective Wisdom Wednesdays. So, as always, I'm your host, Collins Johnson. Y'all already know how to reach me. If you don't, it should be in a whole bunch of the other podcasts. So I ain't going to go over all of that information. As promised, I'm going to elaborate on what I was saying in my rant on my Facebook page. Now, my rant was about education and basically telling kids that they don't need an education. All they need to do is make $1 million and, you know, continuously make that $1 million, so forth and so on. Well, here's one of the areas that I wanted to get into. Education. Do you have to go to college? The answer to that question is it depends. There is no yes or no answer, right? There's a yes or no answer in the lane that you're in. So let's say your child wants to be an engineer, or your big brother or big sister, or you're a big brother or a big sister, and, you know, you're an influencer to the younger generation, or, you know, maybe you're just an influencer, period. Maybe it's not a family member. Maybe it's just a young person or a child under you that admires you. You know what I'm saying? Admires the success that you have, or so forth and so on. Depending on what that young person wants to do, or middle-aged person, or young teen, or whatever, will depend on whether or not college is necessary. But there's always a higher education, or an after-grade school education, that is needed in order to embark on anything, unless you're just predicated upon making money and living that lifestyle. And even with that, you're going to lose that money. And it's not an if, it's a when. And the problem becomes that you're not educated enough to know what people are doing. Now, this world is highly competitive because of the way they have created the world. Not only is it highly competitive, but there's good and bad in everything. There's good and bad in everybody that you can possibly think of that would be involved in that person's life professionally, right? I'm not talking about relationships right now, although I am talking about relationships, but I'm not talking about personal relationships. I'm talking about business relationships, and I'm talking about interpersonal relationships, i.e. mentor, influencer, big brother, little cousin, whatever you want to talk. Mainly parents, but there's no structure to the parent and or guardian relationship dynamic when it comes to success. So with that being said, you have to rewind it all the way back. You have to be careful about what it is you're telling these youth to do, and how the direction that you're pushing them in. Now, you can be pushing them in a direction involuntarily or voluntarily. You can be pushing them in a direction because they're looking at your life, your accomplishments, the trinkets that you were able to amass over time, and so forth and so on. Or you can actually be telling them something. So there's a lot of people that say you need to get a mentor in the industry that you want to be in. Now, me personally, there's so many things that go into this in a negative and a positive way. So for one, when you're talking about getting a mentor in the industry you want to be in, you got to be sure that you want to be in that industry. A lot of the kids that are growing up now, you know, that are 10 years younger than me, I'm 37. So let's say 10 years younger than me, and plus 10 plus years younger than me. They grew up in a whole different time era, right? So I grew up in the 90s. I was born in the 80s, but you might as well say I grew up in the 90s. So these kids that grew up after 2000 and grew up all the way to the 2010s and so forth and so on, they were introduced to the computer age way earlier than my generation. So with them, they're more the trinkets appeal to them more than the satisfaction of building something with your bare hands. Now, there are kids out there that are like that, and I'm not saying that they're not. But when I talk, mainly I talk in majorities and minorities. I don't ever talk from a personal standpoint and take my personal standpoint and put that as this is the holy grail. No, because I've made tons of mistakes, and I continue to make mistakes, but I learn from the mistakes and I take that perspective wisdom and I bring it to you, which is why this is called perspective wisdom. So with that being said, as a child, and as a young teen, all I wanted to do was play basketball, football, and baseball. I thought I was going to be in that industry for the rest of my life, right? And most people will say, well, you know, it's never too late, or follow your dreams, or so forth and so on. Well, things begin to change. The dynamic begins to change when you have a family to provide for, or other things intrigue you. Like, you get outside of your neighborhood, you get outside of your city, your town, you get outside of your state. And you start to see other places, other things may catch your eyes. Now, when I went to other places like New York, Philadelphia, North Carolina, South Carolina, you know, Georgia, and I seen how basketball was played at all those different states and how they played at those different levels, I started wanting to play basketball more, but I knew I wanted to make it a long-term career at that time. Right. And as I went on with my life, you know, I got married, I had kids, my thought process started to change. It started to change to be more focused upon the future, more focused upon the children that I'm bringing in this world, more focused upon providing for my wife, more focused upon building a legacy. So with that being said, it led me kind of to join the military. And although I was still playing basketball in the military, it was not the same. It's not the same type of basketball. It's not a type of basketball where there's a gaggle of people making it out of the military into professional sports or into collegiate sports or into international sports, which is where I wanted to be. I wanted to go overseas, preferably Germany or Belgium or something like that, and play basketball. So, with that being said, I started changing. And it wasn't until I went and tried to play D-League basketball and got the conversation. I call it the conversation. In my household, it's known as the conversation from an executive who told me basically, in the future, now, mind you, this was 2008. He said, in the future, in the next 5 to 10 years, it's not going to be about competition so much. You know, the best basketball players in the world, everybody's an athlete. Everybody that comes into this sport is an athlete. Some a little more freakish than others. Some take care of their bodies a little bit better than others. But nonetheless, they're all athletes. They all have this ability. But we're looking for entertainment. We're going to step our foot into the entertainment industry. And I said, yeah, I don't want to be an entertainer. I just want to play basketball with the best players, you know, in the world. So he said, well, worldwide basketball is going to become a show. There's going to be little scuffles and dust ups. You know, you don't have any elaborate tattoos. Are you willing to get crazy haircuts? Are you willing to be marketable? So long story short, are you willing to be marketable? I was not willing to be marketable. And I said, if I can't play basketball the way that I think I should be able to play basketball, especially for a coach and stuff like that, then I don't want to play. So he was like, okay, well, you know, gave me a handshake and I went on about my business. Now, that devastated me. That broke me in a way that I've never been broken before professionally, because I thought hard work, determination, perseverance was the thing that you needed for that. But I did it wasn't right. So back to the Marine Corps I go, and back to my regular normal life and, you know, everyday mundane tasks and so forth and so on. Now, over the course of time, I started to realize that eventually my body's going to break down. And what am I going to do afterwards? And every opportunity, every networking opportunity that I had from that point on that I talked to people, they always wanted to know, one, what school did I go to? You know, and that was like hinting at me that I needed to go to college and I needed to build some allegiances and some networking with some people if I wanted to jump into this business world. Right. So for all of the people who talked about college and said, you don't want to go to college because that's the worst thing you can do. You know, you're going to leave college with debt. You're going to be in debt. You're going to have to spend the rest of your life, or at least, you know, 10 or 20 years out of your life, trying to get out of this debt and so forth and so on. And my question to them was always, the first question I led with was, well, what about the people who got, you know, scholarships? And they was like, you know how many people don't get scholarships? Okay, I hear you. You're talking about you're talking about sports scholarships. I'm not talking about athletic scholarships. I'm talking about academic scholarships. And they would always get quiet. Now, this is how I knew the brand of people that I was talking to. They wanted, not necessarily, not trying to voluntarily keep me at a level, but involuntarily. They wanted to keep me at the level that they were at. And if I made an accomplishment, it had to come from their influence or their type of way of thinking, right? They wanted to take credit for my accomplishment or discourage me from moving on, right? So I would stop talking to them once they couldn't answer that question. So I'm bringing this to you. There are people that get academic scholarships. Not only that, there are people that get scholarships for all types of things, not just minority scholarships, because people will always throw that one in there. But there are some people that get awarded scholarships through private organizations that are looking and seeking to send young people to school for free. These people, now what needs to happen, let's say that your child, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your uncle, whatever, is one of the recipients of an academic scholarship or a private organization is sponsoring them to go to school or something of that nature. You, this is your education now, you should be able to tell that person, hey, when you get to your sophomore year, and you know exactly what it is that you want to do, or this is the opportunity, this is the field that you're in, this is your major, you know, you can change your major, whatever, whatever. But you need to be seeking out the people that you're going to network with in that institution that you're in that college. Doesn't matter if it's community college, city college, state college, university, whatever. You need to network by your sophomore year. And by your junior year, you should be looking to do an internship with somebody. Now, people always get internships mistaken. They think it's the lowest. You're only going to pay me $8 to $10 an hour and I got to work my behind off. Okay, even if they do, they're looking out for you in the sense of they're not going to give you a whole bunch of responsibility while you're still trying to graduate school. You got papers, you got dissertations you got to write, you know, depending on the level, if you're in undergrad or graduate school, you got all types of things on your plate that you need to take care of. Yet you want them to give you the highest level of responsibility at whatever, you know? So no, that's not what you need. You need to find a person in the industry. So let's say you want to be, I'm going to use my plight as an example. Let's say you wanted to own trucks. Now you're in school. You want to own a trucking company. You know, you don't necessarily want to drive trucks, but you want to run a business. You want to be an entrepreneur. Well, in order for you to run that business, you need to know the ins and outs, how to do the books and the taxes and all of that stuff. What you don't want to do is figure out these things on the fly. So what you want to do is find a person who runs a trucking company. You know, maybe you're networking with a person in the college and they know a person. However it needs to come out, find that person, start talking to them over the course of that. Do you know how much you can learn from a business owner in a year's time? So by the time you graduate, there's so many things that you can have set up for yourself that you're walking into these things. Oh, and if you're going to do an internship, you're already going to school. Maybe your school is paid for, right? Let's just say your school is paid for. You can be stacking that money so that you can walk into the business license in place and be able to put down the money to get your business license, your trademark, go buy you a truck, you know, start off with your first truck. All of these types of things. You need the education. You need the networking. School, college is not just about education. It teaches you how to articulate your thoughts, right? It may even teach you some new information that you don't know, depending on what part of the world you're from and what type of people you've had in your life. Because like me, I've always had educators in my life. So there's a lot of things that I already knew before I got to college academically. But to network with people and to be able to, you know, them be a conduit for me to get to the next step, the next level in life was so important, so intricate to me not failing, right? Because there's a lot of people, to include Joe Rogan. I'm going to throw Joe Rogan in there. To include Joe Rogan. And I know he doesn't mean any harm, so I'm not bashing him or anything. I'm saying he misspoke. It said failure was a wonderful thing because it teaches you. It's not failure that teaches you, right? They're mistakes. They're not fail. You only fail when you stop. You make a mistake and you correct that mistake and you continue to push on. But you got to understand one thing that is like very foundational, very prominent, very serious and very important on this channel. Words are spells. You need to know what people are saying to you at all times. You need to know what every word means, all the derivatives, how many different definitions there are phonetically, what's the numerology behind it, all of that types of things. Because these words are used to manipulate you if you don't know. Those who don't know will get manipulated so easily by a person who does, because the world in business is predicated upon competition. Now you're thinking, well, what does education have to do with business? Well, education is a business. That's why I'm telling you it's not a scam, because what you think a scam is, right? You think a scam is you going to pay everything and you get nothing in return. But what if you pay everything and you don't put forth any effort into that thing? Do you think you're supposed to get everything in return? You think you're supposed to get money and business opportunities handed to you on a silver platter? Absolutely not. Right? You need to put in hard work into these things. Now, I learned this over time through my experiences. But had somebody sat down and told me this at 19, my life would be way different right now, right? People are, oh, well, you wouldn't be who you are right now without these experiences. You don't know that. That is an assumption. So we're going to deal with the things that we know. I know for a fact that at 19, if I would have got the information that I'm giving you now, that at 23, when I was working at a company and a person offered me a franchise, I would have done everything that I possibly could to pay the, all he wanted was $15,000 up front, and then pay the rest. The franchise itself was 80. Pay the rest as I go along in installments. And by the time I get done with the 80, the franchise will be mine, right? I'll own that piece of the franchise, and then I could continue on from there. If I would have done that, and I'm just giving you made up numbers right now, those aren't the exact numbers, but, you know, just to protect the person and all of that stuff, just understand that this person was trying to give me a franchise. And I couldn't take it because I didn't have the education to do so. I also didn't have the people, the relationships around me to encourage me to take this thing and do that. Well, what are we looking at now? We got 10 and 12 and 13 year olds trying to be entrepreneurs and businesses. Whole life, whole childhood is being stripped away from them in the interest of the parent who couldn't be the entrepreneur, so they press it off on the little child. They're not teaching them. Because when you have a child working a vendor machine, and yeah, working a vendor spot, and you know they're doing this, they're doing that, it's okay to teach them in small increments, but there needs to be parents and guardians that are overseeing those kids to make sure that they have a healthy balance between learning how to run their business or be efficient at a job or whatever it is that they want to do when they get older, and them still being a child. Why would you strip the childhood away from them by trying to make them an entrepreneur? And you get these people, you get these one-offs, right? So one for every 10,000 people that this person will get up in front of the camera and say, hey, yeah, I've been an entrepreneur since I was 12. I knew I didn't want to work a regular job. Because how did you know you didn't want to work a regular job? What job did you have at 12 years old that told you you never wanted to work a job? Now, there are people who work for Apple, Microsoft. They're not subcontractors, right? They're not 1099 people. They are literally employees of Apple, and they make more money than you can possibly dream of, right? And I don't mean they're millionaires and stuff like that, but they can be millionaires if they save and invest their money in the right type of way. When you have people who are making themselves millionaires in 10 to 15 years off of $40,000 a year, and you take the same person with that type of thought process and mentality, and you give them $150,000 a year to write code for a computer. Okay, so now education comes into play. See, all of the avenues of success, wealth building, you know, getting to those plateaus and stuff, they're being taken away because of competition. And the competition says, if I can say anything, if I can do anything, if I can place anything in front of you to hinder you, you know, 10, 20 years, then I've done my job. I've solidified my place in this spot, and I don't have to worry about you as competition, because you best believe you have something that is inside of you that's so unique, right, that it stands out. And people automatically pick up on it. And when they pick up on that thing, and I'm talking about the people who are competition predicated and they want to keep you under their foot, keep you at the same level, and make sure that you don't rise above them. When they find out what that thing is, they're going to do everything in their power to keep you at a level. Right. And sometimes it works. The majority of the time it works. When I tell you, hey, you don't need college, don't go to college, go start your business. And I send this kid, this young person, off on a wild goose chase for them to just be an entrepreneur and just start a business. And then something happens in this world, because we know now, let me mix a little bit of history into this. Every 10 to 12 years, this world changes. The economy changes, money changes, the way business is done changes. So now you've just stuck this 19, 20-year-old kid out there trying to be an entrepreneur, running their trucking company or their hot dog stand or selling their T-shirts. And they learned in the field. They learned. They're getting by. They make enough money to support themselves and so forth and so on. But it's nothing like it could have been had they waited a little bit, got the education, networked with some folks, and had a good relationship of people around them, had good relationships around them, had they had a good, strong backing, right? See, this is what you want to do. It's not just about your kids. It's about humanity as a whole. It's about society as a whole. So the thing that keeps this society stagnant is the fact that everybody's in competition with everybody. And as soon as you jump into an industry, whether that's music, medical, service industry, doesn't matter, you have 1,000 people coming for your neck to stomp you out. And they say, oh, this is healthy competition. Well, what's healthy about stomping out another person out of business? What's healthy about you running a taco stand and I put my taco stand on the other side of the street and I run you off of that side of the street? Now, when I stifle your business, I'm stifling your pockets. I'm stifling everything that is dependent upon you making a certain amount of money to do whatever you got to do with the lifestyle that you live and the lifestyles that are connected to you, so you could have kids or whatnot. So this is the same thing that happens when the billionaires own what do you call them? The shops. They own these mechanic shops. They own these warehouses, and they got hundreds of people working for them. And then they do a merger with another company, and they got to lay off 20% of their staff. Do you know what happens to the 20% they just got laid off? And then the people, then the wolves, here comes the wolves. Oh, well, you should have been an entrepreneur. You shouldn't have a job in the first place. Why don't you go take your money, take your last whatever it is. Never mind your rent. Never mind your food. Never mind the people that depend on you financially. You know, you don't always have to have kids. Sometimes you can be taking care of grandparents or what have you. Never mind all of that stuff. Take your last money and go start you a business. You'll be happy in the end. You got to serve you. Well, if everybody's serving themselves in a society, that does that make it a neighborhood? Does that make it a community? There's no common unity except for the fact that everybody's for themselves. So if everybody's for themselves, how can information be passed? How can success be had if you don't know the direction that you're going? Because the direction comes from the outside, right? You always need outside validation. You always need outside encouragement. You always need those people in your life that can see you when you can't see yourself, that can encourage you when you can't encourage yourself, that can lift you up and pick you up. But if you're a loner, who does it then? Now, we're not going to jump into the spiritual aspect about that because that'll be a whole nother show. But understand this. When you deter these children, these kids, these young folks, these teenagers, these adolescents, these young adults from formal education at different levels, undergrad, graduate, PhD, master's program, certificates, trade school. When you deter them from that and tell them just be an entrepreneur, you are setting them up for failure somewhere down the line. That's you. You have to live with that. Or you're probably fine with living with it, but whatever. These they don't deserve that. Not going into this society, not like that. So what I would say is help them to understand that education is very important, that they need education in every way, shape, form, and fashion. Help them get to a point where they filter out the people who really care about them and the people who really have their best interests in mind. And they know how to listen to them, and they filter out all of the people who are predicated upon competition. I'm sorry, getting tongue-tied. There's so much stuff that I want to say, but I don't want to keep you too long. You know, I want to keep your utmost attention. So with that being said, that's pretty much my rant. I don't like the way that we were deterring these babies away from education, because there are a lot of us that are 30 plus that would have been further along in our success had we had the education, had we had the people around us to push us in a different type of direction. Had we known, right? And you know what? I'll add one other thing to that. When people say school doesn't teach this, right? They don't even know what the mechanism of school is. And we're talking about pre-K through 12. School doesn't teach you to do this. They should be teaching business classes. They should be doing this. Well, why would they do that when the world or the society that we live in is becoming privatized? And what does that mean? That means that somebody with a whole bunch of money can come through and they get with a whole bunch of other people that have a whole bunch of money. They take over an industry and they create a side industry, right? Privatized. They start buying things individually and running them, right? And they run them from behind the scenes. So if I can run a trade school, why would I need public school to do that? See, public education is the most basic that you can possibly get. Same thing with community colleges and so forth and so on. Because we've attached this value of money to things, right? And we didn't try to attach the value. It kind of like was done by the people who run the country, you know, behind the closet and stuff like that. I'm not talking about the president. I'm not talking about government entities. We know the government does not create money. We know that the government does not make money. The government is there to do just that, govern. There are outside agencies that lend money, and that's how it works, right? We can go into the Treasury and the Fed and things of that nature, but that's a whole nother show. So just understand this. These things were set for us, and we live in this society under those rules, under those guidelines. So you have to abide by them. You're either going to play with the rules or you can play outside the rules, but you play outside the rules at your own risk. I'm saying, why risk these kids' future? Why risk their hurt, put their hurt and their pain all on the line? For what? For what? I hope it's not for money. And I hope it's not for gain on your end. But this is what happens when they don't have the education. So rewind this back. You go back to understanding that money has a value assigned by somebody outside of yourself. Okay. All right. Fine. So now that there's different levels. For whatever $1 million you have, there's a whole group of people that has tens of millions. And then there's a whole group that has hundreds of millions and so forth and so on. Well, when you're trying to obtain certain things, certain pieces of knowledge, because they have privatized a lot of stuff, it's hard to get those pieces of knowledge. But you got to understand the basics before you can even understand what it is you need to get to start stepping up these levels, i.e., if I don't have the education on taxes, if I don't have the education on contracts, then there's always going to be somebody. And if I don't have the education on etymology, understanding what words mean, because when they put these words into these contracts, they'll build the contracts to the specifications that benefits them. So by the time you finish signing this contract, you done signed over 51% of your salary. You know, 10% over here, 15% over there. And now you're making chump change as opposed to what you could make. And everybody's telling you, oh, ownership, ownership, ownership. Well, what happens when you own 100% of something that does not age well? 100% of something that does not carry value on into the years. 100% of something that is here today and gone tomorrow. That's why they laugh at us. That's why they feel the way they feel, because they know that you didn't go to these colleges. You didn't go to Cambridge. You didn't go to Ivy League schools. You didn't try to educate yourself. You don't have a team of lawyers that are 10, 15, 20 years deep into law. You don't have any of these people in your networking circle. You can't pick up a phone and call somebody and get the information in order to set the contract so it benefits the both of you. There is no bullying. And contract negotiation. There's benefits for both sides. And they're either going to benefit 10 times more than you because you don't know any better, or y'all are going to break even. And that's what you want to do most of the time, is break even. But if you don't have this network of people around you through education, through college, through getting out and meeting people and stuff and so forth and so on, then you're going to get taken. And you don't want to see people get taken. I don't want to see people get taken, which is why I'm placing this information out here. So I'm going to end it now because I'm way past my time. I usually try to keep it at like 25 to 28 minutes. But if you want to continue this conversation, leave it down in the comments when I post this up on my Facebook. For those of my Facebook followers who listen to this, for those of you who are listening to this from any other platform, you can hit me up on my email. It's Collins, C-O-L-I-N-S. Johnson83. You can send me an email. I'll respond to the email. Tell me if you want to continue on talking about this and you have somebody in your life that you want to direct in the right way. You know, you want to give them the path to success that's in their eyes, not in yours. You want to help them reach that goal that they want to reach, but they just not quite there yet. They don't quite understand all the ins and outs and the intricacies and the nuances that it's going to take in order for them to get to that goal or to succeed the way that they want to succeed. So you can come to my Facebook page, you know, obviously Collins Johnson or Perspective Wisdom, or you can go to my Instagram page, DM me in the Instagram. It's Collins Johnson or Perspective Wisdom, spelled the correct way. So with that being said, thank y'all for listening. I appreciate y'all very much. I enjoy the feedback, whether it's negative or positive. It's never really negative to me because I'm a balanced person now. So y'all have a good one. Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever time you listen to this. I had to come and address a situation today. So normally, you know, I'm always on one side and I'm kind of like mixing a whole bunch of things together. But today, I can't do that today. Today, we got to talk about education. And if you don't know, this is Perspective Wisdom. I'm your host, Collins Johnson. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to jump into this topic as soon as I get these things together. Hold on one second, because I'm doing this on multiple platforms, trying to do things all together. That way I don't have to go back and like re-record things and so forth and so on. But basically what we're talking about is, why do people have such a thing against education? That's the part that I don't understand. And when I say education, I mean higher education, right? Hold on, let me type this. Education, the enemy. Now, it's always crazy. To talk about these things and hear people's opinions. Now, I'm not opposed to opinions, but sometimes the opinion can be based off of wrong things. So let's talk education or higher education. Let's not say
All right. And this is going to flow into a whole bunch of other things. And put that right there. All right. What's happening, people? We got to have a conversation today. Now, this is for my live folks. And on this end, I'm already talking to you guys on the podcast. So we're going to have this conversation about education today. I'm going to get a little bit of things off my chest. I'm going to point in some directions just because you can't necessarily always say things outright. People have to take it upon themselves to do their own searching. Now, the reason why I don't say research is because some people haven't searched this stuff in the first place. Words are spells, right? So to research something, you have to first search it, and then you research it to, double down or make sure that what you're talking about is completely, sound to you and the things that you're trying to do. So the topic is education or higher education, basically. And what happened is I commented on a couple of posts, that was talking about trade schools versus education and so forth and so on. And there seems to be this push. Now, before we start going into, just the play-by-play intricacies of education, there always seems to be this push. And in order for you to make mass people go in one direction, you have to push them away from something else. And when there's a push, you always want to understand two things. One, where the push is coming from, and two, why are they pushing you in this direction? Right? And so there's always an overhang. There's always a group of people or, I don't know what term you want to use. So let's just go through all the terms. There's always an overseeing oligarchy. There's always the man. There's always the government. There's always the hidden hand. There's always rich folks. There's always whatever you want to call it. There's always somebody over top of you that is moving mass amounts of people in a certain direction. So, with that being said, you got to understand why you're being moved in a certain direction and if it's beneficial for you to move in that direction. Is it beneficial to you to move in the direction that they're trying to make you move in? Or, should you be staying, should you be steadfast in whatever it is that you're thinking about now or trying to accomplish? Now, back to the education conversation. It is education versus trade school, right? And the reason why I weigh so heavily on this subject is because I've been in both lanes. And being in both lanes, I want to say that the merging together of both trade schools and higher education has given me a leg up on a lot of the competition. There's always competition, right? So if you don't know, I'm about to tell you now. Sorry for my podcast people. I know my microphone is like highly intense and y'all probably heard all that sliding. My bad. So this push, either trade school or education. You got the whole education, scandal that people thinks are going that people think is going on, and they're saying, hey, you don't want to leave college with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, or you don't want to leave college with debt, period. Well, there's a way around that. Now, you might not want to hear it because it's not something that you thought of, but there's a way around that. Then they say, and this is the push towards trade school. You can go to trade school and you can get out making between 20 and 45 to $50 an hour, and you can make a good living as a trade school graduate doing whatever, whether it's HVAC, plumbing, truck driving, whatever. And then on the other side, you got the college people like, nah, you need college. I went to college and, I graduated, whatever, whatever, whatever. And now I'm making this type of money, or I may not even be working in the field, but I graduated. I did this and this to pay college off, and now I'm doing good. And I haven't been to a trade school. Well, different strokes for different folks, right? That's the general approach that people take when they don't want to pick a side. As the great Nicki Minaj says, choose a side, choose a side, or pick a side, pick a side, in the song No Frauds. But with being on both sides, here's my thing. There's benefits to both, and there's a need for both. For one person, we're talking about one person, there's a need for one person to do both. Now, depending on your time factor, what your family situation is, so forth and so on, that will determine how you got to go about it. Because lately, we've had this influx of people who have a voice now. And because they have a voice, they think that they can just speak on any topic. And we're going to jump into this. They think that they can just speak on any topic and it's all good. You know, they say what they say because they're speaking based off of their experiences. And you know, my personal favorite, they're speaking off of their truths. And it's like, okay, all right. Just because you experienced this doesn't mean that you've experienced all there is in this area. So there's so many things that you're not privy to, right? Privileged to as general public versus private citizen. There's so much stuff that you haven't experienced in that field. So when you speak on these things, yes, you can speak in your capacity, what you experience, but you can't take and demonize one side in order to big up the other. Now, I'm gonna give you a basketball reference or sports reference. The sports reference is, who's the greatest of all time? In order to prove who's the greatest of all time, you have to discredit every runner-up. You have to discredit everybody that you put in a side-by-side comparison. So if we're talking about, you know, LeBron and Kobe, LeBron and Jordan, LeBron and whoever, you have to point out all of LeBron's accolades and accomplishments and demonize this person for not accomplishing what LeBron was able to accomplish in order to say that he's better than this person. They're in the same field, but they don't have the same design. They don't have the same doctrine. They don't have the same playbook. They don't have the same teammates. They don't have the same situation, right? So this is the same thing when you're talking about trade school versus college. There is no trade school versus college. You need both if you want to be competitive or highly competitive in this business realm, right? So let's say, because I'm speaking in general terms right now, and I'm not going to dive into my personal experiences with both yet. I will, but I just want to lay a foundation first, a ground foundation first. So let's say you run a business, right? You jumped out there, you put your money together with business partners, or you did it solo, and you're running a business. Now, do you need to go to a trade school in the area of the business that you're running? No, of course you don't. You can continue to make money. You can continue to do the things that you're doing. And you don't necessarily need college or trade school in order to live, right? That is always there's always a slither or a faction of people who jump into a conversation and say, based on my personal experiences, you don't need this. So you can't take a personal experience and then take a generalization and put them together and throw that out there to the masses. Because what you're doing is you're confusing the youth. You are confusing the young people who are coming about. Now, you may be 25 plus years old and you've done things, you've made mistakes, so forth and so on, right? So there's a blueprint that you were creating in the midst of this education and this trade school war and this opening a business and sustaining yourself. And you've done a whole bunch of things. Now you go back and tell those people that they don't need to do those things. Why don't you just go here? Well, for one, you don't know what their situation is. And you say, well, if I'm talking, then the people who need to hear it, you know, they'll hear it. And the people who don't, just whatever and all of this stuff. There's so much carelessness when it comes to these words that you speak. So there has to be somebody that takes a careful approach and make sure that, you know, you're touching every area, especially the gray areas that nobody wants to touch. Okay, so first of all, the problem that people have, what's going on, James? How you doing? The problem that people have with college is that they don't take the time to research the colleges that they're applying for and trying to go to. They take what they hear in the media, right? The media is always a battle. It's always a back and forth. It's always a left versus right, up versus down, extremist versus conservative. Like, there's always a war going on, and you got to be able to see these wars going on so that you can understand. Shut up, Ski. Don't throw me off right there. So the problem is, you look at college as all encompassing, like every college is exactly the same, and it's not. State college, city, state college, what do you call them? Like 2-year colleges, just small colleges, then giant universities. You know, all of these things have different areas that they specifically target. So you going to Virginia Tech or going to Georgia Tech, you know, it's not the same thing as you going to Virginia Union. It's not the same thing as you going to Georgia State, right? Or University of Georgia. There's all different types of knowledge that come with that that's not shared, right? Knowledge is not shared on a collegiate level when it comes to certain things. Now, because you haven't been to multiple colleges on multiple different levels, you wouldn't know that. So the first thing you say out of your mouth is, I'm going to all of these schools and I'm getting in debt. Why would I want to go to school for 4 years and then come out in debt? That's an excellent observation on your individual and personal life. But there are ways for you to go to college for free. There are ways for you to apply for grants, right? Not loans. I didn't say nothing about loaning you money. Applying for grants, like grant writing. Have you ever been to a grant writing course where they teach you how to write the grants in essays so that you can apply for these grants to get your college paid for before you go or while you're in school? The people who speak sometimes, no, they haven't done those things. So they don't know that they can go to college. Okay, so for the military folks, go to college for free, basically, depending on how much the college is that you want to go to. And not only do you go to college for free because they pay it through the GI Bill, but they also pay you money on top of that. So if you're in the military or you think about going in the military or you've been in the military, you just haven't used your GI Bill, then right there, you can go and get a college degree for free as long as you do what you're supposed to do and take the steps. But you can't take the steps when people are telling you, no, don't go to college. Just go get your business license, start your business, or just go to trade school and you'll be able to make 27 to or 20 to $45 an hour and you can support your family and stuff like that. Well, the assumption is one, that you have a family. Some people are solo. Some people don't have a family. Some people is just, you know, in a relationship and they don't have kids. All of these things play a factor. But when you start speaking in one type of term or one direction, that's like disservicing to all of the rest of the people who listen to you. So you should do your due diligence and searching and then researching before you open your mouth to speak to tell one group of people where they should or shouldn't go, while at the same time not wanting nobody to tell you what you're supposed to do, right? So colleges from university level, you know, and I don't mean levels as in 1, 2, 3, and 4, but that those different sections or different capacities from university to a technical college to a 2-year college to a whatever colleges you want to talk about or universities you want to talk about, there's a specific area and there's a specific type of knowledge that they hold to that college that's in those college libraries that you cannot access through Google or YouTube or anything of that matter. You can't do it. You can't do it. I don't care what you say or no, I've been to this college. Yeah, you've been to one college or maybe you went to two. Maybe you went to two. But I want you to think about the fact that there are surgeons, there's doctors, there's engineers, there's architects who all spent multiple years in college getting degrees to learn what they needed to learn in order to bring you the stuff that they brought you from your houses and your buildings and your structures, right? For the business owners who want a brick and mortar to put their store in so they can start selling stuff. And all the way down to the office building that you go to and you're in your little cubicle, all the way down to the surgery that you need to bypass whatever's going on with your heart, right? Put a stent in your heart or work on your ACL if you're an athletic person. These people went to college for multiple years to learn stuff that you don't know, that you can't go to a trade school and learn. So Okay, trade school. There's people that works on wind turbines. I went to a trade school to learn how to drive trucks and stuff like that. They don't need a lick of college in order to make a living. So, do you want to make a living? Do you want to make an impact? Do you want to be competitive in the business world, especially in marketing and stuff like that? What is it that you want to do? Now, with that being said, you got to start speaking, sir. Can you not make a lot of noise right now? It is going to pick up in my microphones. What is it that you want to do? And you have to find that area and aim at that area. Now, if you're okay with just going to a trade school, never touching college and stuff like that, that's fine, right? So that means you should not be on the platform telling people that because you went to trade school and you make $40 an hour, that they don't need to go to college. Because if everybody listened to you in that area, then there are no surgeons, there are no architects, there are no people who spent 8 to 10 years in college, right? Going back and forth to these classes, learning the intricate knowledge that they need to learn from working on the nervous system to building structures in a certain way so the harmonic resonance of the air doesn't shake the building's bolts loose and the building ends up collapsing. See, these are the things that you learn. Nobody can go and tell you that. You can't click on a YouTube video and somebody explain everything you need to know in that area in like 10 hours of YouTube videos, and now you're just an expert on that situation. So the whole argument of this versus this should not be in the area of education and trade school. It's more or less people just trying to win to force their opinion down your throat and make you go in a certain direction, right? If you listen to me long enough, I always talk about people wanting to be praised, worshipped, and admonished for the things that they do, right? You always want somebody to congratulate you. You always want somebody to, big up you in certain things. And for the people who don't, that's fine. You don't need it. So just slide on off of here. This ain't for you, right? I'm not gonna praise, worship, and admonish you. All I'm going to do is teach in the areas that I need to teach in, and that's it. I don't touch every subject because I haven't done everything. My experience is this. It is infinitesimal to the whole world of experience out there. So what a surgeon learns here is not what a surgeon learns in Guatemala or Iraq or, China or Australia. That's why conversation is so important. That's why these platforms exist because, well, my platforms exist. My platforms exist because I'm bridging the gap between certain things that I've not only experienced but been around and so forth and so on. Now, we're not going to turn this into an I thing. So I said I was going to get into a little bit of what I do or what I have done, what I have experienced, and just kind of relate it. So what's the post you want to know? The post was, you don't need college in order to provide or to make a good wage, to make a good living. And then they listed all of these things in the trade school. So what you're saying is we got to break the population up into two separate things. Either you go to trade school or you go to college. And then the business owning people is like, I didn't do either one. I just put my money together for my regular job and I started my business and now I'm doing good. You're not taking into account one of the biggest factors that I talk about all the time, and that is competition. Everything in this world is based and predicated on competition. So for all of those trade schools that you're talking about going to and making $20 to $45 an hour, there are hundreds of thousands of people in that same area fighting for the same jobs and the same contracts. So even when you're a truck driver, right? And you go to a trade school to get your CDL, and you get your CDL, and you put your money and you get a loan or whatever you do to get your own truck, and now you are an independent owner operator. You're out there with your own authority. You still have to compete with other folks. You got to compete with company drivers who have a CDL. You got to compete with other owner operators. You got to compete with mega corporations. And in order for you to get a contract, they're going to go down the list of things. And guess what? If you don't have certain stuff, you get passed over for that contract. Now you have to make work for yourself. And the other people, the people who are against education are telling you, oh, well, you just got to get out there and hustle. Well, what if you have a family? What if you can't wait, 60 to 90 days to get paid as an owner operator? Because some broker companies that you work with as an owner operator wait 60 to 90 days to pay you. You can do all of this work, and then 60 to 90 days later, you get your whole stuff. Or what if you're doing day-to-day work? What if you're doing work in an area where the weather is bad and now you can't drive your truck and you can't move your truck? What other things do you have to do? So then that's when the business people come in and say, hey, you got to have multiple sources of income. And you start following all these things. Now, I did a live a couple of days ago with my other half, and I was talking about this very thing. Watching other people succeed in the area that you're trying to succeed in, but you can't succeed in that area because everybody that you're listening to that's already ahead of you are they're giving you information that is outdated. It does not work for the time period that you're in, especially when you're listening to folks that are 40, 50, and 60 years old, and they've been in the industry. They'll say, I have 25 years of experience in this industry. Okay. And that industry. And over the 25 years that you've experienced your ups and your downs, the industry has changed and it's going to continue to change. So now the information that you're giving me, it's outdated because what you did to succeed in this industry is not what I'm going to be able to do to succeed. Now, as we go on in the industry, period, like the industry as a whole, the machine or the matrix or whatever you want to call it, you have to understand that they are cross-referencing everything, and cross-education and experiences and skills are more vital and more important in you getting a contract or a job or a career than ever before. So they might want to see you have a degree in business, right? In order for you to be a receptionist. Why? Because the receptionist, the firm that you're working for is business oriented. And if you don't have an idea of what this person is talking about, you don't know how to filter in the right type of clients. Now, there's people that's going to tell you can learn that from Google and a YouTube video. And those are the ones that I always talk about when I'm joking and I'm saying, for three easy payments of $59.99, I'll teach you this, I'll show you this in a short couple of weeks, and then you can start generating money. Well, one of the things that I like to do with my surveys is I like to go and take a survey of all the people who succeeded from a program in which they speak. So if it's a real estate program for $299 and you can get the master's class for an extra $50 and they'll help you, I go and search all of the people that have had success in that area from this program. And you find out that the percentages are very low. So then I go and look at things that are sustaining, like a trade school or a higher education from a university or a college or a technical college, right? College itself is a giant industry. But we're talking, the higher education is the industry you're talking about. So depending on what type of field you're going in will depend on whether you need a 2-year, 4-year, a master's, a PhD, or whatever. Now you trust the people who have dedicated themselves to doing this type of stuff. You trust the people who have master's degrees and PhDs and doctorates in these fields. But you're demonizing this educational side or higher education to say you don't need that to make a living. Well, no, you don't. But everybody doesn't function in that same capacity. And I am not attacking them, but I'm saying people kind of need to shut their mouth when it comes to just speaking in one general area and using all the negatives about other areas that is not in their field in order to make a point. And then they say, well, you got to decipher whether or not this information is valid to you. If it doesn't apply, let it fly. And it's like they don't want any accountability for the words that's coming out of their mouth. They don't want to take any responsibility. They don't want to take any time. They don't want to assume none of your failure because you're listening to them. So once you fail at something because you listen to what they say, they're on some, well, I tried, I did whatever, I did this and stuff. I don't know what to tell you because when I did this, I succeeded. Yeah, okay, whatever. So the reason why I'm just like harping on this super hard is because I've been on both sides as far as that goes. And I'm in the middle now when it comes to business owning and trying to get your business off the ground and doing that stuff. And I am seeing these people who take a side, right? They take a side And once they take that side and they be in that area, everything else to them is bad and is terrible because this is working for them. And then they got kids, you know, youth or young people or up and coming people in the trade world, business world, or collegiate world that is looking and listening to them and trying to put their spin and recreate the success that they were able to have in their own lives. And they're being led in a whole totally different direction. And you got young people out here drowning in debt because they don't understand what grants are for college. They don't understand, you know, how to get college free or how to maneuver or how to put aside things. You got young people out here that are jumping into trade schools and are unfulfilled in those trades. So later on, you see them go off and do something else after they've been working as an electrician or, you know, a wind turbine operator or something like that, or a wind turbine tech. They've been doing these things in the trade school, making $45 an hour, and now they jump out of that trade, which you said was going to secure them, and they move on to something else. And it's like, oh, well, that was whatever. No, they were never supposed to be over there in the first place. You did not allow their natural skills or natural talents, let's say that, because you can build skill in anything. You didn't allow their natural talent and what fits to their personality and their life and what they wanted to do to shine through so that they could be guided in the right type of way. I started out trying to play basketball and football. Who knew that I couldn't play basketball and football at a high level because of my mentality, not because of my skill? My mentality won't allow me to be an actor on the court and let you get a dunk. I'm not going to let you get a dunk. If I'm not going to foul you, I'm going to try to block the shot. I'm going to contest it. I don't care if you're close to your 35,000 assists or your 35,000 point mark. I'm trying to win the game. So when I was in a certain meeting and I was trying to play ball, that was one of the things that came out was, hey, if we're going to do this, you know, just let them get here because this is going to be a milestone. We'll stop in the middle of the program to award this person and such and such. And I'm looking at them like, no, I'm playing to win. Well, you can't do this. I'm not willing to get, you know, elaborate tattoos. I'm not willing to dye my hair pink and yellow just to put on a show for a check. I'm not willing to do these things. But people will lead you in that direction. And it starts at these little levels where it's universities or colleges against trades. No, it's not. Depending on what type of person you are and what you're supposed to do in this world, in this universe, like your purpose or whatever, will depend on where your mind works. And everybody's mind doesn't work in the same area. Now, do you need both? No, you don't. Do you need college? It would behoove you to educate yourself beyond your competition. So if you go to college, you don't necessarily got to go to college because you want a degree in that field and you want to jump in that field and make money. You go in there because there are college libraries that hold information that's being used against you at a higher level of society that keeps you in a certain place that you're at. So if you're at the $80,000 to $100,000 range, right, and you don't know why you can't break the surface on this bit, why not go to a business college? You know, why not go to a university that specializes in business so you can sit in that library and get some of those books? People are always mad about books, right? My mom has walls of books that she's paid for because she's been to college about 9 times. And all of those books, they're $200, $300, $400, $500, right? Why are they $200, $300, $400, and $500? Because there's information in that book, even if it's just one page or one chapter, there's information in that book that you cannot get on Google, you can't get on YouTube, and ain't nobody on the street gonna tell you that. Because if they told you that, then that would give you a leg up on the competition in the industry that they're in. And why would they want to take food off of their table or money out of their bank account to make you, to big up you? Nobody's gonna give you that type of information to be one up on them. I'm not going to give you my playbook so you know every play that I'm doing and I can't win the game. And just to say, oh, you know, I'm trying to help my people out. Nah, that's not how it works. And for everybody that tells you that, they don't understand that this world is predicated upon competition. So do you need higher education? I'm not going to say you need it. If where you're at you're happy where you're at, because there are some people that are happy being janitors. There are some people that are happy being technicians. There are some people that are happy being truck drivers, and they live a nice, fulfilling life. But don't demonize them to say you got to go to college in order to do this, and don't demonize college to say you don't need this to make a living. Nah, you need all of it. You need all the experience that you can possibly get in this life in order to be competitive. And once you're not competitive and you're stagnant, you begin to die. It's just that simple. It's not just so much as, oh, once you stop learning, you know, that's when you fail. You begin to die slowly. So it is that serious. So I'm not saying this as an advocate for college. I'm not saying this as an advocate for trade school. I'm not saying this for all of the people who are independent business owners to jump up here and be like, I ain't had to do either one in order to do this. Nah, you got the competition. That's competition in itself. For somebody to say, because I had this experience, I'm going to tell you to do this. And if you do this, you will succeed. And when they fail, they don't come back to help you. They don't give you no money to get up out of your situation. They don't pay none of your bills. They don't take care of your family or you. They don't come back and take responsibility and accountability to say, hey, listen, I gave you bad information. I didn't take into account that you were this type of person. So let me help you and steer you in the right direction. They don't care. And you got to understand that they don't care, because it's a competition. The game itself, when people say the game, you always think, and it's not in the realm of street stuff. The game is the industry or the matrix that we live in. So when you're playing the game or living in the matrix or putting yourself in the industry, whatever that field is, you got to play the game. And you don't make the rules. You can't bend the rules. You have to learn the rules in order to play the game at a high level. You can play the game all you want to. The sports reference. You can travel, double dribble, and foul people all day, but you'll never make it to a higher level. They'll just see you for what you are, and that's how they'll treat you. But when you start learning the rules of the game, you can argue with the people who make the rules of the game in your favor and your benefit in order to start winning the game at a high level. Y'all always respecting these people that y'all are talking about, the greats and all of this stuff. But do you know they have a deep, intricate understanding of the game that they play? They argue with coaches. They argue with coordinators. They argue with referees. All the people who enforce the rules on them, they can argue at that level because they've studied the game. So why not study the game? That's all I'm saying. So anyways, I done made this long enough. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all for listening and tuning in, especially my podcast people. I'm going to try to tackle these situations and subjects as much as I possibly can. It takes a lot out of me because I'm not just trying to sway you in one way. I want you to succeed, but I want you to succeed with and understand what you're doing and why you're doing it, instead of doing something for 10, 15 years and finally realizing that's not what you want to do. And then you got to move on to something else. Now you got to start all over. In my other live, I said, every time I get to a point, I get knocked all the way back down and I got to start all over. So why start all over? If I got the blueprint, I done took the L's for you. I'm going to bring all of the blueprint to the perspective wisdom and say, hey, don't take this L if you don't have to. If this ain't what you really want to do, if you can't see yourself in this for, you know, the remainder of whatever until it's time for you to kick rock, don't do this. Don't put yourself in that realm. So the things that I will leave you with is jump on the internet and find the grant writing classes. So if you plan on going to college, write your grants, apply for every grant that applies to you, whether you're a minority, gender studies, it doesn't matter. Apply for those grants and let them tell you no. You'll be surprised at how much money you will get in grants, not loans, things that you don't have to pay back, in order to take these college courses or complete college altogether and get that intricate, deep understanding of the game that you're playing. For the trade school side, if you're going to do a trade school, do a trade school. Don't let nobody tell you that this is the way that you're going to be able to make a living. Do the trade school because this is going to be fulfilling to you. Do the trade school because truck driving is what you want to do. You love trucks. You love the sight, the horn, the traveling, all of that type of stuff. And in all of this stuff, keep in mind, keep in mind that you got a family, or you got to take care of yourself. If you don't got a family and you just by yourself, you got to take care of yourself. These people are not talking to you to take care of you. These people are talking to you because it's a way for them to generate money and push you out of the competition. Now, spent a long time being pushed out of the competition because I didn't have the knowledge of the game that I was playing. I thought I did, and I paid for all of these high up gurus to tell me what I needed to do in this arena, and all it was doing was telling me what I needed to know to play high school ball. That's it. So with that being said, and there's so many things that I can just jump into, but I'm saying you don't have to go to college and come out of college with debt. There's a lot of people that didn't come out of college with debt, and they didn't even go to the military. They learn how to do things that help them generate money to pay for college. So whether it's grants or whether it's you generate money before you even go to college. Now, for those of you who have kids, put away money for your kids' education and their life fund. You can name it a college fund if that works for you psychologically. But when these kids are born, start putting the money away right then. So by the time they hit 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, and you parent trying to push them out the house on some, I had to get out when I was 18, I had to get out and do this, and don't do that to them. Don't put them in that situation. It's a whole different day and age. And when you put them out in that situation, this world will swallow them whole. It really will. So put that money away. They ain't got to use the money for college. It don't have to be for college. They can use the money to pay off a car, put money in the bank, get an apartment or a house. More preferably, have them buy a house, help them with getting credit cards so they can get their credit started and all of that stuff. And they have a leg up on the competition before they even leave your house or as they're transitioning from your house. Don't put them out here in this world to fail for the competition to feast on them. Because they lack the knowledge, wisdom, and intelligence in order to succeed. So, all right, not going to make this an hour. I was about to, because there's like other areas, but we'll talk about this later. I'll put it in like a two-part series or something like that. Appreciate y'all.